US and all over the world, actually. And one of the interesting things I found is that civil resistance is actually a more successful form of resistance than armed conflict, which is really interesting once you think about it. But kind of like the point which people often forget about civil resistance is that even though they're more successful, they're kind of like long-term strategies. So the average time for a civil resistance to be successful is 3 years. And that's something you have to keep in mind, because oftentimes when people organize these civil movements or civil resistance, they think in short term, sort of, that, okay, we're going to organize this one march in one day all over the world and show our support and solidarity, and we're going to change the government. So if you look in the Women's March, which happened last month or a few months back, inside US, that was kind of like a one-off event, right? Like, people all over the world in that one day came together, showed their support and solidarity for women all across the world, especially kind of protesting against Trump's misogyny and his comments before and after the election about women and related to women. And people expected results out of it, as if just going out in the street for one day all over the world will make Trump do something tangible in terms of changing his position or policies. But that didn't actually result into anything tangible except just showing the support. That's also important, right? I think it's also important to show that support, especially to the underrepresented communities and the marginalized communities. But it's not enough to have tangible change. And to have that enough tangible change, you actually need an organization who has to sustain that movement for a long period of time, like 3 years or more than a year at least. And I think that's something people who organize these movements have to keep in their mind in order to get some tangible results out. And I'm looking to more like variables into it.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like you really lean towards political science. What do you think of the discipline, and how are you hoping to engage with it going forward? Are you thinking of continuing in it?
So my goal is basically, if possible in the future, to stay in the field of academia and do research in this kind of fields. Especially, I think politics is something which is always relevant to your life. It never becomes unimportant in terms of academia or in terms of actually in real people's lives. And that's something I'm interested in, is to impact real people's lives and how we do policy and how we analyze it, not just, you know, like research papers or thing. So yeah, so because of that reason, I think in the future I want to remain in academia or somewhere relate with policy stuff, in the security studies or economics or both together.
Great. Thank you so much. I want to just end off by, can you give me a little bit of a sense of how people can, you know, get their hands on a copy of the Journal of International Affairs, how they can submit, and so forth?
Yeah, sure. So we are having our launch party on April 4th from 12:30 p.m. It's going to be held in Buchanan Penthouse. And everyone who comes to the journal, to that event can have a free copy of the journal themselves, like a hard copy. And there are going to be like keynote speakers and presentations. So it's going to be really fun, and there's going to be free food. But if someone who's not able to come in that event can go to our website, which is www.ubcjia.com. And the website has all the past editions coming from 2000. So you can look at the past editions, and you can look at the current one when it gets published on April 4th.
Great. Thank you so much for coming by today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned into the sounds of Disc Order.
1, 2, 3, Android. Are you ready? Come on. Are you ready?
Hey, this is Wade.
And I'm Matt.
And this is Disc Order Radio.
We're the on-air baby of Disc Order Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly.
You listening to Disc Order Radio, CITR.
CITR.
CITR 101.9 FM.
Tune in every Tuesday for live interviews, music from the hottest local artists, and good times.
Hey, you are listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. We are in the studio today, me, Dora, and Kat. We're going to be listening to Did You Die in a second. They're going to be performing live. It's going to be awesome. And this is A Tribe Called Red. They opened for the Junos over the weekend and had a sick performance. So enjoy that.
Whatever they remember, never mind. I'm off it. It's quiet form.
Time to put the temper tantrums to the quiet corner. Hush, that's enough, said the ruler. No suckers allowed to break bread or asunder. The daylight, lightning and the thunder. Sun, moon, the stars and the hunger. Abundance in bundles, blessings in troubles. Towers and tunnels, views and valleys, waves and peaks. Streaks you from sun, planet Earth. And ain't scared of no Mars attack. What type of bars is that? Stay off my jack. I'm up there calling riot garments. Top five dying on and on them. Super fly, slick at top bro. Eagles diving on them. You why you lying, homie? You won't play with my emotions, Smokey. Big chief heart rate, big beak, B-E-Y-I, seen straight jacket come clean. Big said it was a dream, now it's a living thing. With you and living kings, I mean it, I mean.
On planet Earth, the currency is murder. You a man of worth. They say the day is coming, drumming that you can't reverse. Watch the banner burn before the cannon burst. Don't taste an illusion, the nation hallucin. Hallelujah, taste of the future. The people, the shower, the pistol, the coward that's facing the future. Lonely martyrs, magic carpets, dirty blankets, Coca-Cola, soul controller, holy waters. Middle East mode, sand glorious. Cheat code in Babylonian, the Orient. My superhero got the people power. Yassin and Yassin, you should heed the hour.
With you and living kings, I mean it, I mean.
Hey, and welcome back to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. That was A Tribe Called Red with their song R.E.D., which they performed at the Junos this weekend. Amazing. They are so talented and so beautiful. You didn't see it, but we got a beautiful view of the ever-lovely Matt just jamming out super hard. Super exciting show today. We have Did You Die playing live in studio. It's going to be awesome. But just to kind of get the episode rolling, we're going to go through the charts real quick. Kat, would you like to start?
Sure thing. So at number five, we have High Plains with Cinderland off of Cranky.
And then at number four, we have Peace with their album Magic Cities, which is self-released.
Number three, we have Pale Red with Soft Opening, which is also self-released.
Numero dos, CFCF and Jean-Michel Blaise with Cascades off of Arts and Crafts.
And number one for, they've been on the charts for a while, of course, is The Courtneys with Two off of Flying Nun.
And we're going to be playing Mars Attack off of that album. They are going to be playing April 11th at, I think, the Biltmore. So just next Tuesday, check them out. This is Mars Attacks. You're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
Bye. it's Sarah Jickling of Sarah Jickling and Her Good Bad Luck, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on CITR.
Hey, and welcome back to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. That was Milk by Regen, their local band. Sent in their music, and we were like, yeah, sure, we dig you. New EP out called Regen, or Gen 2. So we have a very exciting show today. Did You Die, a local Vancouver band, is going to be playing in just a few short minutes. But Kat and I are going to talk about the new issue of Discorder really quickly. Britt's going to be in to talk about it more in depth next week. But I know you wrote a feature, didn't you?
I did.
Who on? Pray tell.
It was on Janine Frey Najutli, who's on the cover.
No big deal, but Kat wrote the cover story. Then we also have Chance Lovett and the Brokenhearted, Ian William Craig, the Psychic Alliance. They're all going to be showcased and featured. And then a really cool, my favorite probably because I've compiled the list, but Record Store Day, we did a like little map of the city and then of the lower mainland more in general, just kind of listing all of the shops that are going to be participating. Record Store Day is on April 22nd this year. And I think they have like record stores just like participate in like kind of encouraging record culture.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure like a lot of things are on sale for the most part.
Yeah, and there are like special releases.
Yeah, and there's like so many performances and stuff. That's a real party.
Yeah, CITR is actually, we used to live broadcast from different record stores with CJSF. Different bands performing and just like the atmosphere of the stores. But we are not doing that for the first time. We've done it for 4 years. We're doing an after party. So on the 23rd, we're actually going to be having a little showcase of kind of celebrating Record Store Day, which will be really fun. All of these events are kind of listed in the calendar today, or for the month, and it's the most full calendar we've ever published, which is wild. But I think they're ready now. So this is Did You Die, local Vancouver band performing on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. So stay tuned, enjoy, go crazy. Hey, and welcome back to Discord Radio and CITR 101.9 FM. That was an amazing set by Did You Die, a local Vancouver band, kind of post-punk, alt-rock, punk gaze, soft grunge. And they're going to be coming in now for a little interview. Really awesome. We're going to be joined by Kate and Richie, two of the performers. Yeah. Thanks so much for tuning into Discord Radio.
Do
you
want me to do PSAs?
Yeah. Let's freaking do it.
We guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion.
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder Magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Snoop Dogg! Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke you every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Hey, and welcome back to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. We are joined right now by Richie and Kate, who just performed from the band Did You Die? How are you guys feeling? What's up?
We're feeling all right. Yeah,
we're feeling good.
Yeah, just getting over a bit of a cold, but other than that,
tis the season. No complaints.
Yeah, weird.
Cherry blossoms,
mucus,
allergy.
Just feels like everything goes like right underwater when cherry blossoms start for me. Mm-hmm. Everything's like,
yeah, it's the next 6 weeks.
Yeah,
but we're almost done. I feel like I've been saying this so much, but like we're starting and we're almost like the fact that we're going into it means that. We're almost over it. Like
that's
the
right.
Hump will be completed.
Yeah.
Optimism.
So I'm just going to jump right into it. You guys recently had a tour. How was it?
It was really fun.
Yeah, it was great.
Met a lot of people.
Really nice people. Victoria has really nice people.
Yeah. Truly. Lots of new friends there. Yeah.
And I read that you guys were going to go to the States but didn't. What happened with that?
Well, our drummer is from Brazil. So the way his visa works is he could get into the States, but to come back to Canada, the visa for that part hasn't been worked out, so
we didn't want him to get trapped in the
he
USA.
Just has, yeah, so basically we're going down in May, end of May.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
What kind of cities are you guys hitting up?
Just the Pacific Northwest from what I know right now.
Like okay.
Oregon, Washington, maybe California. We have some friends there, so.
Ooh, Tri Exité.
Yeah.
Kind of like going back to your tour, do you have a favorite night, favorite performance that you guys did, favorite venue?
I really liked Wheelies.
Yeah, we played this like
it was kind of like it was like a biker bar /
craft brewery.
Yeah, with like a family brunch twist to it.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, it was a really cool venue. It was small but packed.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun to play there because it just felt like, you know, some shows you play, you're up there, they're down there, and this was like more community. And yeah. I don't know. Those shows are always more fun for me.
I think so, too. I think, like, as an audience member, I'm like, I want to be with you. I want to be feeling the
yeah,
energy.
You want to be part of it.
Totally.
And we want you to be a part of it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
How hard is it to get into the States as a musician, on average, would you say?
I've done it, not legally, very successfully for a while. There's ways around it. But, like, for example, our friends Hollow Giant, they came up here, and they just used all our gear. They just crossed.
Cool.
Yeah, that's the way to do it, I would say.
Speaking of Hollow Giant, you guys came out with a split EP with them recently. You guys did that also with, sorry, I don't want to get it wrong.
Deadly Fecko?
Yeah.
From Brooklyn? Okay.
What happened, like, how did that come about?
We played with Deadly Fecko at Red Gate. We're friends with this, like, our friends Mystery Machine. They're a legendary shoegazy 90s Vancouver band. They got approached to play with Deadly Fecko, but, you know, when you get older, everyone's a dad and stuff, and they're kind of busy. So they suggested us, and we put on the show with them, and we became kind of friends instantly. So then that's how that split came about. And then the Hollow Giant split, they saw us at Levitation Festival and just approached us about it. So everything sort of has fallen into our lap. There's no elaborate plan or crazy story here.
Just dumb luck.
Yeah.
How was the experience different producing a split tape versus like your own single?
How did you feel about that? I don't know. We recorded Vulnerable out of our house. So like, yeah, Kate like finished, well, I don't know, you had a shower or something. You just came out there and started singing.
Came out singing. Yeah, that's sort of what happened. So, yeah.
Chill,
coming up with ideas in the shower. Yeah. And then it's nice to see it come like to fruition, like two different bands recording songs on their own and then creating this together and then getting to play shows with these guys too. It's nice to see it come to an end like that.
Yeah, and I guess the experience is like when we did this split with like Hollow Giant, obviously it was way more chill than being in a studio environment, which I think we got a better performance out of us just recording it ourselves. Not that I don't know if we'll ever do that again, maybe not, but the it's just we recorded those songs and we're like, wow, we really have something here. So
cool. I'm kind of sensing a theme of like intimacy and like closeness within like performance and recording.
Well, especially for a song like Vulnerable, like that's, you know, that's
I agree.
That's, you have to be in that environment. You can't force it. It has to be kind of innocent. There's an innocence to it.
Cool. We're going to just play On and On by Hollow Giant.
Cool.
Real quick. Do you guys have anything to say? Like, want to talk about the song itself or kind of go right into it?
I just saw them play it every day for like the last 3 or 4 days. It's a pretty good tune. Yeah.
They sound just as good live.
Yeah, if not better.
Just like you guys. This is On and On by Hollow Giant. You're listening to Discord Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
Leave.
Hey, and welcome back to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. We are joined right now by Richie and Kate from Did You Die. Just played a wonderful performance in studio, have a show coming up at the Cobalt on Thursday. Welcome back. We were talking a little bit about like the unique Pacific Northwest sound. Do you guys want to elaborate a little bit?
Sure. I was just commenting on how Hollow Giant really sounds like they're from Seattle. They have, I don't know, I guess there's elements to the Pacific Northwest sound that is quite unique versus the rest of the world, where if you hear a band like Hollow Giant, you instantly know where they're from. You know, like, and what I mean by that is, like, you may hear a band from Toronto that's trying to sound like that, right? And then you're like, there's, like, this weird authenticity that's missing. It's like, I don't know, fake Doc Martens, not real Doc Martens. I don't know. Or you just look at it, you're like, it looks like it, but it's just doesn't have that thing. And I don't really know how to explain that thing. It's probably something in the water here.
There's a lot of water.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe something in the cloudy days.
Thanks,
something.
Kate. Yeah. Thanks for back having my back, man.
So you guys recently remastered your LP, Weird Love.
Yeah, yeah.
What are some of the biggest changes that you guys made?
It was like when it got mastered, it was like the hi-fi and treble just got rolled off all the songs. And some people would say, like, I love this album, but when I listen to it in headphones, I can't even hear what you're saying or what you're singing. So we just wanted to give it a little bit of a mid-fi sort of feel to it before we released it on Spotify and Apple Music, because this whole kind of time I've been like trying to hold the band back from all that stuff, just kind of make it obscure and mixtapes until we did the record. So
okay,
yeah, but I finally sold out a little early. Well, we sold out. Yeah.
Why now to release it and like actually make that, take that leap?
I think it was, again, I heard like a mastered version of one of the songs. I'm like, this sounds great. This is how I wanted to hear it all along. So, yeah. And plus, we want to record our new record this year. So we wanted to get all that stuff kind of taken care of before we moved into that phase and maybe said goodbye to most of those songs for good.
Yeah, with so many shows coming up this summer and little mini tours and everything, you know, we want to connect with as many people as we can. And not being on Spotify really hinders that.
Yeah, people are asking us, right? Yeah. Like, just our friends, like, goes on Spotify. What? How do you do that even? Like, what?
Are all your friends Andre the Giant?
Yeah.
What a voice.
Well, I'm originally from out east, and that's just kind of the accent.
Oh, okay.
Yo, Richie.
Kate, you mentioned some like shows and tours you guys are playing. Are there any you're like especially excited about?
Well, I know we're planning on playing a show in June at the Rickshaw. We're going to go back to Victoria because we love Victoria. And then again, just Pacific Northwest, maybe down to California.
We apply to a lot of fests, like everything from Music Waste to, it's just slipping my name, Rifflandia, yeah. So hopefully some of that stuff falls in too. Make it a fun summer.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you guys mentioned a release that you guys are working on.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to talk about like anything
Top
you can
secret.
Reveal?
Okay.
Basically, every song but the first one is going to be on the new album. So right now we're in the phase of like it's going to be 11 songs or 12. We'll see. And then we're just in the phase of running them live, giving them some life before taking them into a studio. We don't even know what studio yet. We're talking to a few people. We just want to make sure we hit the mark with this one. Because the first one was just like, hey, let's write a bunch of like 3-minute poppy grunge songs. Yeah. And no one was listening. But now it feels like people are listening. And
totally.
It's a bit different. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for talking with us. Do you want to plug your show a little bit on this Thursday?
So we're playing this Thursday, April 6th at the Cobalt. Doors are at 8:00. We're playing with Sissy Heathen, who are from Vancouver, and Mayflower Madame from Norway.
I'd like to give a big shout out to Pat from Sissy Heathens. I love that guy. They're just like a new kind of similar like-minded band that we've come across, and we're going to start playing some shows with. So, yeah.
They also have some tapes for sale, so they'll
just
be
like
at the
us,
show.
Lots of tapes.
Perfect. Okay, so we're going to be playing Lovesick by Mayflower Madam, who are headlining that Cobalt show. Thank you so much, Kate and Richie, for speaking with us.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
You're welcome. This has been Discord Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
I'm Jordan from Phoenix Thunderbird, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on CITR.
Yeah. Okay.
That was Tommy by Sissy Heasons. Sorry. And we also, before that, played Lovesick by Mayflower Madam. Both are playing with Did You Die, who just came into a beautiful little interview at the Cobalt this Thursday. Really awesome bands, really awesome people. So we're just about ending our show here. Just want to plug a few things. This Wednesday at the Red Place, Royal Brat from Minneapolis, Dumb Crumb, and Cruel Sport's first big show is happening at 9 p.m. tomorrow. Check it out. And then also birthday beep tape release with Maneater, Jerk, Jails, and Badmouth are happening on this Friday at 10 p.m. at Redgate. Matt, I think you wanted to say a little bit about Electric Six's Hello, I See You.
Oh, yeah. So I just wanted to give a shout out to who I think is probably the hardest working band in show business. There's a little band by the name of Electric Six. They sort of started in like 2003. They had they're kind of like a two-hit wonder off their first album. They had two songs that you might be familiar with. First one is called Danger High Voltage, and they've got another one called Gay Bar. And cute. Although I don't know, like maybe it's a little before your guys' time. I don't know. I'm like
it might be.
Dating myself here. But yeah, so they had these two kind of hits, kind of like a disco rock, dance rock kind of sound. Yeah, two fairly big hits, and then they've released like an album every year since then, almost every single year since then. And nothing has been nearly as popular as those two songs.
Whoa.
But they still crank out an album every year, and they tour like every year to support it. And I swear, like clockwork, in like spring, it's usually like late March, early April, they're in Vancouver, like ever since I moved here like 5 years ago.
Cool.
So I don't go see them every time because that's a bit much. And the thing is like their frontman, Dick Valentine, he kind of, like, they put out these new albums, and they usually have a couple good ones, and the rest is like kind of filler. So it's like they could maybe only release one album every 3 years, and the albums themselves would be a lot better, in my opinion, because he just kind of cranks them out, and it's, you know. But what that means is there's a couple good new ones every year, and then they make it into the rotation. So the thing is, their live sets are always great because they've just got they only play the hits, right?
Cool.
So this is a particularly good jam that I like by them. It's from their 2011 album, Heartbeats and Brainwaves. If you want to see Electric Six, you can go check them out at the Rickshaw. I love the Rickshaw. We all love the Rickshaw. You can check it out on Wednesday, tomorrow night. I'm working, so I'm not going to be able to go. But they will probably play this song. It's called Hello, I See You by Electric Six on Discorder Radio. See you next week. Stay tuned for Mike with Flex Your Head. Yeah, we'll see you next Tuesday.